In this ever-changing world, there's one thing that remains constant in Indiana. You can find a breaded pork tenderloin sandwich just about everywhere you go. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Barbara Brosher dives into the history of this Hoosier favorite.
It's lunchtime at Come and Get It in Martinsville. The small restaurant sits on the corner of the town's courthouse square, and it's full of regulars. But it's Melissa Bauer's first time here. She drove over from Bloomington because she has a question she wants us to answer.
My question was, what foods are Indiana originals? And the reason why I asked that question is because I'm originally from Maine. And when I moved out here, I noticed all the foods that I was used to were created a little bit differently out here.
She'd heard of other Indiana favorites like sugar cream pie and persimmon pudding. But somehow the sandwich Hoosiers consider synonymous with the state never came up.
People are so used to tenderloins being out there that they don't even realize this food is, it's part of Indiana history.
I set out to learn how the breaded pork tenderloin became so popular in Indiana, and everyone kept pointing me to the same place, Nick's Kitchen in Huntington, Indiana. Lindsay Skeen is the marketing and communications director for the Indiana Foodways Alliance. She says many people point to Nick's as the birthplace of the breaded pork tenderloin sandwich.
There was a German immigrant in 1908 that had a local food cart that he started selling his version of a new recipe similar to the Wiener Schnitzel, but is now known as the pork tenderloin sandwich.
That man was Nick Freinstein, a Huntington entrepreneur who opened Nick's Kitchen. His picture still graces the walls of the more than 100-year-old restaurant, which Jean Ann Bailey now owns. She says Freinstein sold his interest in the business back in the 20s. And while she's made a few tweaks, she says the tenderloin is still based on his original recipe.
The tenderloin itself, we slice them here, and then we run them through a cuber, which is, it tenderizes the meat, and then we marinate them. And that is the key right there. We marinate them in a buttermilk and egg and flour mixture for more than a day.
Enthusiasm for these colossal sandwiches extends far beyond Huntington. You can find tenderloins just about everywhere you go in Indiana.
It's a butterfly pork loin filet that we have cut by a local butcher, and then we bread them and fry them here.
They're what keeps the loyal lunch crowd coming back to the Sunoco station near I-74 in Crawfordsville. Owner Trish Schwabe says they don't serve your typical gas station food. The meat comes from a local butcher, and it's hand-breaded, then fried. She says they sell a couple hundred tenderloins a week.
I want it to have that initial crunch when they bite into it, and the juiciness of it, and just a burst of flavor in their mouth. And I want them to go, wow, did I just get this at a gas station?
Even the state's only Indonesian restaurant in Greensburg offers a tenderloin. Several different kinds, in fact. Owner Maya Sari Effendi says it all started when a friend asked her to compete in the annual Tenderloin Throwdown.
And I said, what's a tenderloin?
She learned quickly and ended up placing in half the categories. The next year, she took home an award in all but one. It seems every place has its own take on the Hoosier classic. Some people like theirs pounded thin, others thick and juicy. But even after finding the answer to Bauer's question, she wasn't sure how she preferred her pork. That's because, despite living in the state for 13 years, she's never tried a tenderloin. We had to change that. After all, Come and Get It is on Indiana's Tenderloin Trail.
That's really good.
And through that bite, she gained a better understanding of why, to Hoosiers, this is so much more than a sandwich. It's part of our history.
That's really good.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brosier.